Greetings, everybody. This is quite an interesting show. We're going to cover a lot of different things here. Anyway, the title of the show is The True Name of God, Epstein What Ifs, Nature's Reaction, or Geoengineering, Contact and Fleets of Ships over Yosemite, Ending the Controlled Narrative, and, you know, they call disclosure. So a lot of things to cover, so I'm going to just jump right into it. I first want to cover a subject that's divided mankind, you know, and it's a stumbling block to universal peace, and it's a necessity for contact, basically. So, you know, the big problem is, what is the true name and image of God? You know, the absolute, the creative intelligence throughout the multiverse is beyond all names and images, although it, throughout time, races and cultures have created images, gave them names, and behaved according to the behavior of their gods. So when we dig up ancient tombs and tablets with cuneiform and find new scriptures, we have to remember the information is only as valid as the beliefs of the scribes, you know, those who wrote them. You know, the prophets did the best they could with their knowledge at the time. And I can testify that because I have full knowledge of all of my lives, and I know a lot more now than I did back then. So, anyway, after further incarnations, they realized much of what they knew and wrote, you know, about was subject to their reference points, often limited and incorrect. So the name of God in the Torah is not to be spoken, so we'll not put it in writing. We'll leave that alone. I have enough problems releasing what I know now. So, anyway, the Judean God was Yahweh, which resides in the 13th dimension. There's confusion as to the difference between Yahweh and Jehovah. So many believe they are the same. Others attribute the actions of one for the other. Jehovah was the jealous, wrathful God of the Old Testament, often confused with Yahweh. They behaved in total opposition. You know, it's right in front of your face if you read the scriptures, basically. In the scriptures, Eloah, or the Elohim, the name of God, was always plural. The true translation of Genesis, according to Michael Ledwith, once advisor to the Pope, is, you know, in the beginning, the Father of all fathers created the gods, which created the heavens and the earth. So basically, gods has always been plural. And so there's something beyond the gods, the little g gods. And so we need to get clear with that. So the Mesopotamian god was Anu, and he was the father of the brothers Enki and Enlil. And they were the Anunnaki, little g gods. And that just translates to those who came from heaven to earth. And so they came from ancient Lyra, was their home world, and it's the root race for most of humanity. And from Lyra, they went to the Pleiades, the Hades, the Orion system, colonized those. They're out throughout the galaxy. They have colonies. And these beings were very large. You know, many had elongated skulls, and they got into a lot of turf wars. You'll see the Egyptian gods, you know, they wear those big headdresses because they had big elongated skulls. Anyway, and Marduk actually made a pact with the reptilians for total supremacy of the earth, ushering in draconian law, which is what we're finally getting out from under, thanks to the divine intervention by some very benevolent ETs. So when Marduk's war, actually when Marduk wore out his usefulness, the reptilians killed him. So almost every agreement we've had with the reptilians went bad, you know, throughout history. You know, it's when they first came, when the Palladians first came to Australia, they were set up to land. They had an agreement with the reptilians. And as soon as they dropped their fields, the reptilians just blasted them. And some of the first colonies were actually in Australia. The gold, the breastplate plates of the pharaohs, that gold came from Australia. So that's a whole other story. But anyway, we refer to them as the little g gods. And Enki was also known as Poseidon. Enlil was known as Zeus. So the As we said before, you have you have the Greek gods, you've got the Pleiadian god, not the Pleiadian gods, sorry, you have the Greek gods, you have the Egyptian gods, you have the Norse gods, and all these guys are the same people. And they all came from Lyra and they set up camp here. But Amun-Ra or Ptah was the name of the Egyptian god, again came from Lyra. Allah is the god of Islam. I'm not sure where, Brahma Hinduism, Shangdi is ancient China. Viracocha is also known as Thoth. He was the Incan god. And by the way, the Incans did not build the pyramids, they inherited them. And Wankhan Tanka is the god of the Lakota Sioux. So, and that translates to the great mystery. And it's probably one of the best descriptions because God cannot be capsulized in a book, explained, named, or given an image because it's omnipresent. It's multidimensional and all names and images exist within it. So you have to ask yourself, I think one of the big questions we have to ask is that, who created them? There's something beyond the names and images. And also, did they have a mother? Because it seems like the feminine's been kind of pushed out. And those are some big questions we need to ask. Okay, who created them? Who was their father and mother? And really do some in-depth research in this. So in truth, whatever God, Creator, Great Spirit is beyond all names and images. Yet it gave birth to all names and images. So it is said God created man and woman in its own image. And actually, the name of God is encoded in our DNA, along with some tinkering from the stars. So the image of God being referred to, though, is the temple within. And it's the soul and spirit, the access point to the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. In its most unlimited expression, it's pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And the soul, is seated next to the heart, and that's your connection. So there's more neurons in the heart than the brain. I mean, it's like there's more consciousness in the heart than the brain, and so it's people don't realize when people say come from the heart, you're actually saying come from the soul, which is connected to God, and that's where you need to come from. Anyway, and that's where the connection is. So they call it the fire within, the spark that can expand to become the full flame. So something your priest forgot to tell you. So, did you know the pyramids represent the fire within? The energy bends around the pyramids and always comes back to the center. If you see the Andromedans, they have this huge energy field around them that comes around and comes back. People see it as wings, but it's their energy field. And when they come into this dimension, it feathers back. And looks like feathers, but we all have that within us. We have that spark that can become the full flame. So now this is interesting. The Palladians referred to as God as Wankhan Tanka, and most elders and shamans around the world, Native Americans, Hawaiians, Philippine shamans, other cultures as well, refer to the Palladians as their origin. So I thought that was kind of interesting because I asked the Palladians, do I have a name for God? And that was the name they gave me. And they also talked about Yahweh as well. So it's again the name given to the absolute is relative to the culture. And but it's different names of the same source, the same thing. So in summation, we are a succession of colonies from the stars combined with the human developing naturally on Earth. The Earth is a giant interstellar biological zoo with DNA gathered from the stars by our ancient ancestors, much of which had to start over due to great wars, cataclysms, and pole shifts. And so what do you think they're uncovering in Antarctica and Greenland? Technology is so advanced, our top scientists, can't even figure it out. You ever wonder, why are we trying to buy Greenland? There might be an alternative story behind that. Anyway, you'll not hear the spiritual side of this in the majority of the UFO community. Disclosure of ancient aliens because they're a controlled narrative and they're basically entertainment. they keep the real questions unanswered for the sake of suspense, because if they answer those questions, people won't tune in and their ratings go down, and it's all about cha-ching, you know, the money. Anyway, you will not find real disclosure or enlightenment in Hollywood or the conferences, which have now become carnivals, unfortunately. So hopefully we'll not repeat, you know, a history of desolation. Our technology has already far surpassed our spiritual development. You know, and the reason I'm writing this article is to avoid having to start over as primitives, avoiding the turf wars of the past, using images of wrathful gods to create separation, division, and war. And we are, you know, the human race, you know, we are one diverse family existing on one planet. So, and, well, three if you add the moon and Mars, because we do have bases on both. That's been going on since the 60s. But anyway, also, too, I wanted to say, you know, I watched the meetings there with Putin and Germany and all these other countries. And, you know, you really got to listen to that. Go and listen to what he's saying, because it's not what you're being told at all through the lamestream media and what the deep state want you to hear. It's almost totally opposite. So I think we all need to educate ourselves as to what's really going on, you know, over in Ukraine and you know, in the Middle East, because we're not being told at all. You know, we're being socially conditioned by the lamestream media. Even the alternative, a lot of that isn't really, you know, giving us the real picture of what's going on there. Anyway, I know a lot of people are going to get pissed about that, but you know, really, you've got to get outside the box. You got to get away from the lamestream media, and you got to do your own research to know what's really happening in the world. And it's not at all what you think. You'll be shocked when you find out the truth. So anyway, back to the creator. Basically, we all exist in the unified field of consciousness and energy we call God. And so there's never been a holy war. There's always been one king or leader wanting what the other had or has, you know, that demonized others to fulfill their desire and agendas. And that's exactly what's playing out right now. It's not at all, you know, everything's reversed, basically, when you do the research, and you'll find out, you know, women, gold, and the land were the prizes. You know, might as well add all those missing children to the package, because that's where they do a lot of child trafficking. You know, the wars provide quite a few missing children, you know, children that have nowhere to go. Anyway, so what is the solution? You know, when talking about this, you got to come up with a solution. And often the solutions are very simple, and it's getting to the simplicity that we have a problem. So universal law is the answer to transcend war, disease, poverty, all the ills affecting humanity. And universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. That's universal law in a nutshell. So if your religions, political, and business leaders do not adhere to this, they should all step down. You know, we shouldn't support them anymore. And we definitely shouldn't look up to them. Anyway, all actions outside of universal law will have a reaction. It's that simple. Some call it karma, which is being amplified and accelerated exponentially. It's the great reveal, the great awakening, fueled by the influx of higher consciousness and energy from on high. So that spark within all of us, that our souls being activated. And we're becoming more telepathic. An ability called direct knowing is kicking in, where you just know, and so everything is being revealed. Anyway, don't settle for the external little g gods, you know, and do not emulate their behavior if it goes against universal law. It's that simple. You know, just because it's written in some book, you know, it doesn't mean it's aligned with the real creator, whatever you want to call it. So we need to make our own personal connection to God internally and live according to universal law, as all true masters taught. And anything goes against universal law, universal peace, brotherly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all is not the will of God. So, Paul said it very clearly. He said, he said there are no divisions in God. And when you're are walking in love, you're walking with God. And it's not that complicated. So you're either in service to others and you're allowing God's love to flow through you, the ultimate power in the universe, and you're not using it to overpower others, you're using it to empower them to assist. And then you're walking with God, basically. So universal law is a global solution that will end the separation and division. So it'll create a quantum leap in evolution and allow us to reunite with advanced civilizations throughout the cosmos. Advanced civilizations that have transcended war, disease, poverty, have access to unlimited, energy. They have healing technology, which would seem like magic to us. And they know the real history of Earth, along with the knowledge to restore our environments. And, make this understanding viral, because that's the opportunity we have right now. We have the opportunity to reunite with the greater family of man, and they're waiting. They're waiting for us to initiate it, and they're waiting for our leaders to get their shit together, basically, and make this shift, because, there's no way of stopping. This is coming no matter what, and there's no way of stopping it. So, we can create karma. It can have, the reaction to our actions, and we can get on the downward spiral and think we can control and dominate, and capitalize at the expense of humanity, the Earth. You can take that path, but it's the downward spiral and it's collapsing right now. So the days of tyranny are coming to an end. So have fun with that if you want to take that path. So now we're going to get a little earthy here and talk about Jeffrey Epstein and Diddy. And although they've been thoroughly covered, they're only the tip of the spear. There's a much bigger picture going on. And I wanted to add some what ifs into this situation to get people to think a little bigger. But what if the way to taking down the deep state would be to drop a file on the desks of their puppets and say, "Now you work for me." There's been a lot of that going on, and so we're some of these people on the list are actually working for the White Hats now. They don't have a choice, so there's a bigger operation going on. So think about that. And then, so you're going to use your power and wealth. They tell them after they drop the file, you're going to use your power and wealth to better and free humanity. If not, sayonara. So the ones that refuse ended up in Gitmo and were dispatched or have been replaced. So nothing is how it seems. So we need to realize that what we're seeing and what the mainstream media is trying to portray. And it's really funny too, because the Dems are really resisting going after the list and prosecuting these guys. And as soon as Trump said, "We're not going to do it," now they're all demanding that prosecutions happen, the list be revealed, and everything else. So it's kind of funny when you sit back and observe this. It's not what you think. So anyway, in the art of war, it'd be more productive in going after the big fish by first eliminating or controlling their army. So building a case from bottom up. And so what if there's a bigger war, a bigger picture going on? What if Epstein worked for other countries bent on controlling and destroying America, the international banksters? How does the CCP, England, Israel, and the CIA and the war industry fit into this picture? I mean, this is big. It's way outside. It's way outside my pay grade, and just knowing this would shed a whole new light on the subject. So anyway, do your research before you jump to conclusions and jump on one side or the other. So, if Trump was one of them and turned on MAGA, why has there been a monumental effort, still ongoing to take him down in prison and assassinate him by hostile foreign governments and the deep state? Why are Dems and some rhinos puppets for the global elites take down America program so adamant about ending Trump's career? They've been trying to demoralize America, destroy the economy. They support vicious criminals over victims. They care nothing for sex trafficked children. And it's all for votes to remain in power. And they've shown repeatedly to be critically thinking, morally and integrity impaired. You know, and they've got their socially engineered, useful idiots out there protesting and burning Teslas and doing all this other stuff, having no idea about the big picture. So, you know, you really think about what do they stand for other than we hate Trump and free giveaways to buy votes. That's it. That's all they got. You know, what solutions have they brought to the table since almost destroying America during the Biden administration's downward spiral? You know, it's just food for thought. You know, wait till the election information comes out. You're going to be shocked. And you know, this, there's so much more to this story. So as you said, you know, earlier, you know, if everyone on the list were prosecuted, our Capitol building would be empty. No new legislation could come forward to get us back on track. And civilization globally would most likely collapse. And the big fish will still be swimming unchecked. So, you know, maybe a strategic transition would be the wiser path, less disruptive and painful. You know, it's food for thought. You know, as we said in the last show, you know, if there is no list, why is Ghislaine Maxwell, whose dad was a Mossad agent, still in jail? You know, why does Congress not want her to testify? You know, think about it. A lot of Congress have dual citizenship. That should say everything. Anyway, did you know they recently fired Comey's daughter, and she was the lead prosecutor in both the Epstein and Maxwell case? And I don't think I need to connect the dots on that. It's pretty obvious. And so the swamp is being cleaned out, and it's a big job. It's bigger than you can imagine. So personally, I'm all for ripping off the Band-Aid, you know, remove the narcissists and the pedophiles and end the lies and deceptions, you know, but maybe there's a better way of doing it, you know, a way that'll take down the satanic Luciferian global elite once and for all, you know, all the way to the top. You know, time will tell. Anyway, I think Trump has earned that time. So the benefit of doubt, considering all he and his administration has done, and, you know, I think, you know, he deserves a little more time to see what unfolds. So I'm sure glad I'm not in power and having to make those decisions, considering what it's up against. So, you know, I'd never want to play chess with Trump, you know, basically the real Trump. But anyway, a little birdie told me Comey, Brennan, Hillary, the entire January 6th committee and Fauci were all going down and soon to be indicted, you know. So is this kabuki theater for the muggles? You know, who knows? You know, maybe there is a plan we need to trust. You know, time is on our side. So everything is being revealed. Karma is being amplified and accelerated. You know, no rock will be left unturned, and all the iniquities we shouted from the rooftops, we all know about that one. The days of tyranny are coming to a close. So don't allow the deep state and the Dems and the fake news to slow down the process. You can almost just reverse everything they say. And then you have a better picture of what's going on. So the next subject is nature. And so there is a saying, nature will never kill you, but she will let you die. I've said that before. Many die simply due to ignorance and not listening to nature or their own inner guidance. So a good story about that. I was once camping and found this beautiful spot right next to a creek, sandy bottom, perfect for my tent. And the voice within said, looks inviting, but it's not what it seems. And so I said, so my mind overrode the message, as we all do, and I set up my tent. And later that evening, I could hear the rushing water, and I knew what that meant. So I jumped up, you know, pulled my tent with everything in it, stakes and all, to higher ground, just missing a torrent of water coming down this creek. And so many have built their homes along rivers and oceans, ignoring the high water marks, and some built on fault lines next to volcanoes, thinking it'll be their forever domicile. Nature is explosive. The only thing you can depend upon is change. So we're not only going through a cycle that will create tremendous changes, you know, in the weather. You know, there's the weather's also been weaponized by the fallen global elite, obsessed with population reduction. You've got chemtrails, cloud seeding, creating the droughts, setting the fires with dew weapons, creating the viruses, the experimental injections are all part of the depopulation tools. So I say if you're fully committed to the reduction of the population, start with yourselves. Show some integrity there. You won't be missed, I guarantee you. The lamestream media is telling you this is all conspiracy theories and don't believe your lying eyes. But many of you watching CNN while their houses are burning or being washed away in denial. Hopefully the white hats with a little assistance on high can help the depopulation folks along with their karmic journey. And you have to really think about what is this creepy fog that's happening? And everybody gets sick afterwards. It's full of parasites and all these crazy things. And, why is the rain blue? It's silver iodine. It's like, before these massive flooding events, you've got HAARP technologies playing out. You've got blue rain, cloud seeding. You've got chemtrails. It's all going on right now. And it's right in front of your face, and you can't deny it. So there's a big push to get rid of all this stuff. So anyway, let's go ahead and show some of that flooding footage.
Heavy torrential rains slammed New Jersey overnight into Monday, dumping upwards of 6 inches of water in just a few hours. In Plainfield, rising flash floods proved fatal.
Our house in Hunt, Texas. We are being flooded right now. I think the main thing we might have to do is go up in the attic space.
No! Oh my gosh! Holy shit!
Oh, it's breaking.
All right, recently a 7.4 quake hit off the coast of Alaska. A couple of thrill seekers went out on a dock to watch it. And, there will be a lot of cleanup, with the gene pool in the days to come. So a little advice, don't go watch the fires. Don't go watch the tsunamis. Don't go and watch. You might want to get out of Dodge and get to higher ground. Pay attention to your surroundings. So, you ever wonder how these disasters bring people closer to God? There's no atheist in a foxhole. And so, in the midst of a hurricane, an earthquake, or volcanic eruption, everybody goes to prayer. Everybody's saying, "Please, God, get me through this." Even lightning strikes, a lightning storm. So, anyway, they do create openings, you might say. So we will eventually overcome all of this. Throughout history, we've endured and survived. And there's a lot of help on high waiting for us to make the call. And we have to initiate divine intervention. And I just want to leave you with some of the latest footage of our multidimensional ancestors returning to help us get through these challenging times. And do not think the Creator is limited to masters, saints, and sages and angels. There's some very spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, some are ancient ancestors here to help. They cannot intervene without our permission, according to universal law. So we need to start asking for a little divine intervention. And don't be exclusive with it. Just say, hey, you know, God, Creator, Great Spirit, send us. He already sent his best and they incarnated and they're here for these times to help us. But, you know, it's you know, we need to start initiating the help, asking for help and waking up as to who the real enemy is, basically, because most people don't even know. Most people are even working for it, you know, unconsciously. But, you know, you might be time to ask for a little help in getting back on course and living a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. So anyway, here's some of the recent footage taken by Peter Slattery and myself and others. And it was at the workshop on July 4th weekend. And so don't wait another 70 plus years for the government or the controlled narrative, you know, they call disclosure, because contact is happening now. It's been censored for over 40 years at ESETI. And come see for yourself and make your own contact in a safe and sacred space. You know, just come with an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and that's all you need. You know, for more details, just go to ESETI.org. And all the information is there, including how to clear unseen negative influences, you know, planetary healing meditations, personal and world healing meditations. Everything is there that we need to get through these times. So anyway, I'm going to sign off on that note. Have a great evening, and we'll be seeing you next Saturday. Good night.
Yeah, I'm feeling that, man. That's coming straight at us. Man, it's got an oar behind it too.
Wow. I'm not even getting it.
That is so powered up, man. It's so low. Beautiful ship. It's come behind the tree.
I'm in the scope at the moment, I can't see it.
Thank you. Cool.
That's probably serious. We are lying in the council of life. Come on, guys, bring it down.
Let's shake hands.
Yeah, two crossing each other. Are you Syrian? Look at that.
Nice car. What is that? That's not a structure to it. The naked eye, there's all
Oh no, man, it's like one of those Orion cruisers I told you about. You can see the reflection of the hull on it. Yeah.
It's like one of those.
Like the lights underneath it are reflected on the hull of it. The bottom part.
One of those, you know, like cruise ships. Yeah. The really big ones, they just like floated on up there.
Yeah, I'm going to go in.
Thank you.
Man, look how quick that's going.
That is fast. Yeah. That is low and fast.
Man, that is fanging.
No strobe, no running lights. And that has that structure to it, too.
Man, that is low, that is fast, and that is bright.
Look at this.
Wow, look at that.
This one, guys, right over our heads, powering up. Come on, power up. It's already powered up.
What else it would be?
It's going so...
You know what? It might be... Oh, look at that. Look. There it is. Yeah, that's bright. Oh, it's got another one in front of it. So there's like three right off the bat.
Oh yeah, there's a, yeah, the little one, right?
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, here's another one. It's over the house.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. They just crossed.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's another, oh, the little skipper. There's the one skipping under it. It's skipping all over the place and went right under it.
Look at that. There's one, two, three, four. I got all four in this.
same frame. Yeah, they all came and converged. Oh, this one's, oh, it's got two. There's a little one behind it. Oh, it flashed.
Yeah, I see that.
The little one flashed.
Yeah, yeah.
See that light up?
I see it.
Right behind it.
Yeah, see him? Yeah. Oh, see that flash?
Yeah.
I'm just here seconds dirty here. Hang on. Hi, family.
Wow.
Look at that.
Power up. Well, it powered up. Look at that. Look at that thing. It's powered up right over the house. Wow.
The grand finale. Going north, wow, right over the house. This thing is so bright.
Wow, look at that guy.
Wow.
That just came out of nowhere.
That's a mother ship.
It's gold color.
That's got to be a mother ship. That's
That's huge.
That's huge. All right. Let's see what turns up.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.